This program is brought to you by Bible Way Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to Shepherding Our Hearts with Addie
Hine, and Tina Shepherd.
That's weird.
I know. I was like, this is going to be the first time that we don't say that together, like the Addie and Tina Shepherd.
You had to cover for me.
I know.
I was
thinking about it on the way over here.
Well, I wasn't.
Well, I was thinking about what our topic might be, and
I forgot we needed a topic.
It kind of all goes together with that. So, it's a change.
It's a change, ironically.
Ironically.
Oh, and we didn't even say we're back. We haven't seen them in forever.
We haven't. Actually, we've never seen some of them.
Fair. We haven't seen the snowball microphone in a long time.
We have it. I actually was wishing today that we did this podcast on video, because then we could show some pictures, like, from the wedding and all that, so that they could see, you know, just how adorable it all was, and it was kind of a very cool day, I thought.
Yeah, I think so.
Not that we have any professional pictures back yet. We'll be waiting for those for a while.
Yeah, they said 30 to 60 days. They said it's typically before 30, but they say 30 to 60 so that people don't get mad if it takes 30 to 60. So,
go ahead.
I might have to... Oh, I have a phone. How are they going to send it to me?
We'll fix your phone. We being... Kian will fix your phone.
My husband. Husband, fix my phone, please.
But if not, like, you'll have your laptop. Like, we'll figure that out. And
literally
so,
last week, he was like, look, do you need a new phone? Because this one's only like $200. It's exactly the same phone as mine. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I don't think I need a new phone, though. This one's fine. And he was like, okay. And now it's broken. So I guess we probably should have said yes. I was like, we shouldn't spend that money if we don't have to. But we probably should have.
That's okay. It might, like, come back alive and be okay for a while, but anyway, back to our actual topic that we're talking about today.
Change.
We thought it would be neat, since we're focusing on relationship advice, but we've had a big shift in relationships in our lives, and so it's kind of a cool time to talk about that.
It is. It's interesting, for sure.
Yeah. So, of course, now you have gone from being a daughter and a girlfriend and then fiance and now a wife. So, which, because of that, like, obviously your relationship with Kian has changed, but also your relationship to me, like, it has changed as well. Because we, you know, like, the Bible lays out very clearly that you leave your father and mother and you cleave to your spouse. And so now that has happened as well. So it's, you know,
I've been at their house every single day.
Since you've been home.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
you were in Florida for a week.
We went to Florida. We were gone for a week. And then we got back, and I have been at their house every single day, including the night we got back.
Very unfortunately, but yes.
Yeah, we didn't want to be there. We popped a tire 20 minutes from home. We drove to Florida, and we drove back 13 and a half hours. We were in that car. We got in the car at 8 a.m. and at 11 p.m. our tire popped and we were 20 minutes from home. And we were like, okay, well. So mom and dad came and picked us up, but then we were at their house to get my car. Which was just, it was just funny. It was,
they really just couldn't wait to see us and hug us.
We missed you so much.
We were going to see them like first thing the next morning at worship, but you know what? We just thought we'd just get a head start and give them all hugs and then send them back on their way. And then, like, Monday you came over, but for a very short time, but it was nice.
We had to get stuff to merge our bank accounts.
Yeah.
It's all been business.
Yeah, and yesterday you were there for, I mean, probably less than 5 minutes.
No, probably more than that, because we had to get stuff and... We went shopping together yesterday for groceries and stuff, which was fun because, well, we got back and we were like, oh, we don't have food, so we should probably get food.
So that was fun. So, yeah, we've spent time together each of those days, but it's different.
It is different.
Yeah, and it will forever be different.
And it should be.
And absolutely, like, that's how God designed it. People keep checking on me, which is kind of funny, too. They're like, how are you doing? And I'm like... I'm I'm good. Like, this is the normal, natural way that God meant for it to be.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, are there times that I'm sad? And there are times, maybe more than sad, that I just forget. And so, like, Wyatt was going to bed last night, and he was, like, part of the way up the stairs, and then he turned around and was saying something to us in the living room. And, like, for a second, I was, like, wanting to remind him that Addie was asleep. And then I was like, Addie is not here anymore. But, you know, like,
I probably wasn't asleep either, because we didn't eat dinner until 10 o'clock last night.
But, yeah, so, like, there are times that I just forget. But overall, like, I'm really not sad. I'm so just thankful and happy and
all
of that.
I'm not sad.
No, it's how it's meant to be. And I think I've been preparing for this for a couple of years now. I've been praying for making a transition to being the mom of adult children and doing it well. So I've been preparing myself, you know, like, that way for years now.
Which I think has been really nice, because then it's not like, because I can't imagine getting married and my parents being, like, upset. Like, that would be so awful. It's not even fun anymore. Because you just, I mean, it was the time for me to get married, and it was the time for me to move out and to start my own life, in which I'm at your house all the time.
Yes, but, like, it's not like you're there for hours upon hours.
No.
Like, you know.
We were home a lot. And this is actually Kian's first day back at work since we got married. So we've been married a week and a half, and this is his first day back at work.
And, I mean, the reasons that you have been at our house. I mean, like, Sunday evening was just to hang out for a while.
And it was then just me, because Kian was sick.
Yes, so then they ended up, leaving fairly quickly after he got there. But most of the time, it has been to take care of adult business that you guys have had to do, like bank stuff and grocery stuff and all of that kind of thing. You know, tires popping and, you know, things you can't control. So it's not like you've been, like, just coming over because you're not, you know, wanting to be here or whatever else.
Oh,
because
no,
speaking of which, we are at Addie's house recording.
We are in a completely different home.
Yes, we are at Addie's house recording the podcast, and we'll see if this is the new normal. It might be. But today I kind of wanted to come over and see, because she's been decorating with some of their wedding gifts.
Yeah,
and,
which, you know, if you gave us a wedding gift, thank you. We probably have it on a windowsill somewhere.
They've got some great windowsills for displaying some of the little things that they were given. So
they're
very cute.
I love our windowsills. They're nice and thick, so you can put, like, plants and picture frames and all that on there, and it's kind of fun. So,
even if they're made of Legos.
I love my Lego roses. Kian got me Lego roses because I've also had a birthday.
So many changes.
Which I keep forgetting about, so I don't even know how old I am. This is how people lose track. You get married 3 days before your birthday and it's just gone.
We should read some Bible verses.
We should. So we actually have some Bible verses, believe it or not. We're going to read Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 through 8. You said 8?
Yes.
Uh-huh. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to rend, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time to war, and a time of peace. So, yeah. There you go.
I just love those verses, though, because it just shows the constant change that goes on in lives, right?
Absolutely.
And some of those things are going to all coincide together. It's not like you finish this one time and put that away and then the next time comes. It's like, it's just a constant rolling, changing, evolving life. And it's a beautiful thing. There are hard times and hard transitions. And, you know, in some ways, you have this transition to Addie becoming a wife and all of this. It was a little bit hard, but just a little bit. but just because selfishly I liked having her around. And so...
Because I'm never around anymore. I've shunned them as people.
Yes. She's moved on. I mean, but there are some times when people get married...
And they move away.
And they move away, you know, or sometimes, you know, we've had in the past couple of years, JJ and I have had several sets of friends that have moved halfway across the country, you know, and that is a hard change. And, you know, but all in all, change is constant.
I hate change. I don't do very well with it.
You've done pretty well with this one.
Well, this one makes me happy.
But there were still hard times of change in there, too, just because she's, you know, she's transitioned from nannying Lincoln and so doesn't see him every day.
Guys, I get to see him next week, though, and I'm so excited.
She'll still be babysitting him sometimes, but again, it's just... but I think the important thing in all of this, and to bring it all back to kind of why we wanted to do this podcast on relationship advice, is as things change, like trying to make sure that you still retain those relationships, even if they're different in how you relate to one another. So that's really the important thing is, like, obviously now as your mom, I will always be your mom and I will always be here for you, and hopefully can still give you, like, wise counsel. But I'm not in the same role that I was before, you know, because before you had to submit to your mother and father.
No.
And now you're submitting to your husband. And so it's a different role that we play. But obviously, you know, I'm still here for you if you need advice or counsel, but godly advice and counsel and, you know, those kinds of things. But it's a different role for me, too, because I don't need to be part of every decision that you guys make and every, you know, because you're your own household. And so that idea of leaving and cleaving, you know, it's like you are now to cleave to your husband and he is to cleave to you, which we did a Bible study the other night and we were talking about that. And that cleave is the idea of being glued to. So you are now one with him. And so you've got your own household, your own life, your own, you know, goals and dreams as a couple and all of that. And so the role that your dad and I used to play, we no longer play in your lives.
Yeah.
So, and that's a really, it's kind of a cool thing how God set it all up. But it takes some intention on your part and on ours to make that, you know, change, remain godly and in the right sort of perspective. I don't know.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It seems like that'd be hard to, like, I don't know. It's weird for me, too, because, like you said, I was supposed to submit to you guys, and then, like, now it's different, and that sometimes is strange, because I'm like, oh, well, I need to, like, do something that my parents would tell me to do, and then I'm like, oh, I guess not, you know? And, like, I thought, this is funny. It has really nothing to do with submission, but, you know, on the, you know how you have Life 360, so, like, you obviously know when I get home and stuff. Well, Kian and me don't have that yet. And so the other day I got home from the ladies' class and I was like, oh yeah, well, Kian knows I'm home because his phone went off. It didn't, because that's not how that works. He was standing outside trying to scare me in the dark, so it was a little scary.
Oh, well, that's that's fun.
You know, he likes to keep me on my toes. We tease. It's fun. He scares me a lot, actually. He's very quiet.
You do that to him, too. Like, you always did when he was at our house.
Yeah,
like,
and I have to do, like, it a lot more just to keep
stand
up.
Stand outside of the bathroom door and, like, scare him when he came out.
There's not a good place to do that in our house.
You have to stay in the closet.
I did it last night because I heard him get home because I heard his car lock because it honks when it locks. So I went and stood behind the front door, and I scared him. I'm always a little afraid that he's, like, his fight or flight is going to kick in, though, and then it's not. I highly doubt it's going to be flight, and so I'm a little afraid of getting hit in the face. Because then, you know, you got to go to church the next day, and people are like, you being abused? No, I scared him. This was 100% my fault.
Then you definitely need to scare him from a distance.
Which I
did.
Out
of arm's length.
I did.
But, I mean, I get that. I definitely have, like, whacked Wyatt on the top of the head so hard one time because he scared me, and he was a little shorter than he is now. And so I've always say, if you tickle me or scare me, like, that's not on me. Whatever reaction I have, fight or flight, like, it's coming out. So, anyway, I don't remember how we got on that topic. But
We were just talking about,
submission.
The whole, it's funny. It's just, it's a transition for sure to, like, yeah. Or it was weird when people were telling us, like, because we were driving to Florida, and people would be like, oh, well, you have to stop here. And, like, at some points we're like, okay, but it doesn't matter because it's not up to you. Which was, I think, a lot easier for Kian than it was for me, because Dad was like, well, you should stop in Columbia. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, wait, I'm not going to make that decision. Mm-hmm. Because, first of all, if I say that to Kian, he's not going to stop in Columbia. And second of all, like, it's just, we're our own household, like you were saying. So, like, he's going to make the final decision.
Well, and I think probably easier for him as well, because
he's lived alone.
He's lived on his own since he was 17. Like, you know, even though he lived at Michael and Kara's for, you know, a year of that.
They weren't his parents.
Yeah. And so, you know, like, he was doing his own thing and, you know, out of courtesy would let them know if he was going to be, you know, out late or whatever, just so that they didn't worry. But, like, he was already, like, independent in that regard. Whereas you were still under our house until the day you got married. And so, yeah, like, you were still answering to us for those things. And we still had rules for you. And, you know, I know Andrew had said after he and Ariel got married, one of our rules for all of our kids has been, like, when they are dating someone, that they are not to be in a home alone with that person. You know, just temptation and appearance and all that kind of thing, just that's just one of our rules. And so our oldest son, who got married back in October, had said it was so weird to like him and Ariel be at their house together, and then they were like, wait, oh, like, we can be here alone. Like, it just was kind of a big change.
That's funny, because that has not even crossed my mind yet. Like, I realize, obviously, we followed that rule.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But, like, it just, I don't know. It feels right.
You didn't think about it, yeah.
Yeah, it just feels, like, normal. Maybe it was because we went on, like, vacation together first. So we were, like, at our honeymoon. So then it was just kind of like, you know, there is literally nobody else in this town that I know, or mm-hmm. this state that I know. So, like, obviously, I'm going to be with Kian. And then when we get home, we were just in, like, yeah, we're supposed to be here this.
I thought it was really funny because, so, leading up to their wedding, Kian was, like, redoing, we talked about that in our last podcast that we did, finishing the bedroom and all the construction work that we did.
The bedroom is gorgeous.
Oh, it looks amazing. But because of that rule, like, I was here with them, like, the whole time that we were, and I'm not going to just sit here, so I was also working, but I was like, huh, like, when they get married, like, they can just work on their house all they want together, and, like, I won't have to be here for it. And then I was like, oh, I'm kind of a little sad about that. It's like, because I've really enjoyed, like, since Kian bought the house, I have been over here working
watching
with
every change come.
And helping with them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've helped paint all of the, you know, walls and...
Watched us do the flooring.
I didn't really do the flooring. I did scrub some tile.
Oh, my goodness.
Sealed the tile. Like, we've done a lot of work on this house together. And so, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, they will just be doing that without me now. So, again,
you can come over and help us whenever you want.
That's what Kian said as well.
Oh, I think Kian was doing it yesterday, and I wasn't helping at all. Not even a little bit. I was upstairs cutting up fruit.
Doing a different thing.
Yep.
So I think we've talked a whole lot about relationships and not a lot about the Bible this time. But, you know.
Well, we were just kind of telling people our personal experience with change.
Yeah.
And how there's a time for it. And that time is now.
And kind of always. But sometimes the changes are just different. And this, you know,
big
sometimes.
Changes, little changes.
Yeah. Right now it's a big season of change in both of our lives. And it's been beautiful.
Yep.
I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it.
So
I've had fun. All right. Well,
That's all I got.
That's all I got.
That's probably not all I got. I could probably keep talking, but we won't subject them to that.
You know what's not going to change?
What? Oh, do we say thank you?
Thank you.
We thank you for joining us today. We hope you have enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find all of our podcasts on all major podcast platforms. As always, we thank you for listening.